welcome to Let's Talk Tottenham. This is the Friday lunch hour. I was hoping to have Luca, an Arsenal fan, on, but unfortunately he can't make it, so you're stuck with me with the Spurs perspective, and I'm not around on Monday because I'm on holiday, so there will be no reaction to the game as well, so it's just this preview. I'm expecting a delivery at some point as well, so I will be heading off at some point, so it will be completely blank, but I do have a banner for that, so you know when I'm back. Nige was on Friday, he's in the chat. Big up Chris, buddy. Big up yourself. How you doing, buddy? If you're in the chat, please hit the like, please hit the subscribe, hit that notification bell. Also, add any comments, questions or comments, and what you think, predictions on the game. A lot to talk about, so let's get on with it. First North London derby of the season. Both teams in fine form, both on 13 points, dropped 2 points each, both scoring goals and keeping clean sheets as well. Arsenal just coming off of a resounding 4-0 win back in the Champions League at home to PSV. So it's not going to be easy. We're obviously at the Emirates where we do not play well at all. But Spurs were a completely different animal compared to last season. Last season, turned over, had our bellies tickled by numerous teams, certainly against Arsenal, where we just didn't turn up and got absolutely battered. We're a completely different team now. I expect Ange to get this team completely fired up for this game. Hopefully not so much so that we get sendings off and make silly little challenges that results in yellow cards. So there might be a red coming a bit later on. But I expect them to be fired up and we will be attacking. We've seen that this season already in every game. We are going to be attacking, not sitting back like we were last season and the season before and the season before that. So it is very, very interesting proposition. Two teams in fine form. North London derby. I've always said it's with North London derby, it's who wants it more. Sometimes it goes to form, but it has to go to who wants it more on this time because the form is equal, 13 points each. So I think whoever wants it more will win. Arsenal will be desperate to win again, with their good record there at the Emirates. But we'll get on to the rest of the game and the predictions a bit later on. There's a few just Spurs specific stuff to talk about. So Postecoglou, Son and Levy were in a fan forum. I think it's fairly probably safe to say the fans selected were ones who weren't going to cause any problems. You would never get any of the full hardcore Levy out people there giving him a grilling and making life difficult for him with awkward questions that he doesn't want to answer. So I think it was a bit of a waste of time. Some women asked Son about fashion as well when it's a Spurs forum. So absolute waste of time. But one thing Postecoglou did do is they were going to end and he stopped that and said, I want to take one more question from someone who had been wanting to ask a question from the start. So very good from Ange there. Levy mentioned that he made mistakes with the Conte and Mourinho appointments. He's very, very clever with his wording, Levy. Made it sound like he's apologising. I'm not sure he is at all because we've just sacked our scout who scouted quite a lot of players, good players. And Rushmore Sparkle, how you doing, buddy? I'm not sure it was really an apology and there was no real accountability for it. But it'll be interesting how we go on. Obviously, Ange isn't going to be manager forever, so it'll be interesting if who Levy appoints after that. He also said he's got 100% stake and would value us at about 4 billion. Would he be happy to sacrifice 25% stake? I'm not sure that's the case. I think he knows people aren't going to be bidding £1 billion just to get 25%. So I think he knows exactly what he's doing there. But again, there was no one there in the crowd or to hold him to account. There was no Levy out. People who are avid Levy out protesters, there was none of them there, so they knew that there was no one there to hold him to account, so he got a free ride really, so it was a bit of a waste of time. I'm doing good, thanks Rushmore Sparkle, hope you're doing okay too. And then some real bad news, Perisic's injury, ACL, suffered in training as well. Sometimes it's the most innocuous things that cause the biggest problems and issues. 5 to 6 months. So you're looking at April, May there. So probably the rest of the season. Contract is up, so I think we've seen Perisic, unfortunately, play his last game for Spurs. He played a pivotal role against Sheffield United, coming on, setting up both of the goals. Got a brilliant delivery on him. Richarlison as well, who's probably not the best back-to-goal player you've ever seen. Kane was far superior to that. Son isn't really either. They rely on the service. Son may be more the service of a Maddison lifting it over the top, whereas Richarlison really lives on, crosses into the box so he can head it and attack. And Perisic does that with absolute aplomb. If we can get Maddison out wide, then he can get that service there as well. Porro's got a good cross on him. Kulusevski, we've seen when Kane was there last season, he's got a good cross on him and delivery. But it was an extra weapon for to bring Perisic off the bench. And yes, really, really disappointing because he was playing quite well, certainly as cameo games go. Really disappointing, and it's just an innocuous way to get a horrific injury. And I think he's probably played his last game for Spurs, unfortunately. Wanted to leave, impressed Ange in pre-season, wanted to leave, but still tried to impress in pre-season rather than throwing his toys out the pram. Has impressed, isn't a starter. Didn't seem to bother him. I'll come on and make an impact as a cameo. Brilliant attitude and real, real shame. Hopefully he can stay around the dressing room and everything like that, because he's obviously got a huge amount of experience. So we'll hopefully be able to assist in some way, kind of a backstage way. But yeah, horrible, horrible injury. Now we come on to the game. Can Spurs break their hoodoo? 2010 in the league, Yunus Kabul's last minute header. That was the last time we won at the Emirates in the league, 13 years ago. We have obviously won the, I think it was a League Cup game, 2-0 with Delhi scoring that delightful little chip. But in the league, 13 years without a win. Can we break their hoodoo? I think we've got a chance. I don't think we'll lose this game. I'm not saying we'll win. I don't think we'll lose this game. I certainly don't think both teams will keep clean sheets. But yeah, I can see us getting a draw. Whether we can win, I'm not sure. I think we can win. Will we win? I'm not sure on that. I think a draw is probably what I'm veering towards. And based on what happened last season, based on our history at the Emirates and where we are at this moment in time, I'd take a draw, probably, because we're still undefeated. It's against one of the bigger teams, and we haven't lost. Obviously, I want to win. You know, what would you rather, a draw or win? Obviously, a win. I want to win. I hate Arsenal, so winning against them would be fantastic, certainly in their own back garden. But at this moment in time, I probably would take a draw. It depends how the game pans out, and I think a draw would be a good result based on, you know, our history there and what happened last season. But this attacking Spurs team, Arsenal do have weaknesses in defence, as I think every single team in the Premier League do. Even Man City have weakness in defence. And we're an attacking team now. But hopefully that doesn't leave us too overexposed, because we haven't really been tested by a top, top, top team yet. With all due respect to the teams we played, we haven't played a top six team from last season yet. We've got two on the bounce, Liverpool after this. But Liverpool is at home, so I'd expect us to be taking a bit more of the onus there. But they will pick us off as well on the counter-attack. Arsenal are going to attack. They're going to pick us off on the counter-attack, and they're not going to be afraid to do so. Teams like Sheffield United, we saw that, sit behind the ball and then play the counter-attack conservatively. Arsenal won't do that. They'll push people forward, same with Liverpool. So these two games, I think, are going to be a real litmus test on where Spurs are at the moment. And we'll find that out in due course, certainly on Sunday. But I think we can beat them. I think we can beat them. It'd be very interesting to know if Arsenal fans are worried about the new look Spurs. Last year, year before, we were so defensive. Maybe not the year before, because we battered them at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. But certainly last season, we just didn't turn up at all. We didn't look like scoring. Oh, actually, we kind of looked like scoring, certainly in the first half, and we did score from a penalty. But after that, I think half-time came at the wrong time, and then second half, we just capitulated as soon as Lloris made the mistake, and then we didn't attack, and then Emerson with a rush of blood to the head. Yeah. I don't know if they're worried or not. It'd be very interesting to know if they are. They've got to be more worried than they were last season, just simply because we are attacking and scoring goals, which last season it was quite easy to stop us scoring, really. Stop Kane playing, stop Spurs playing. This season, we've got goals shared around. Madison on the ball has been fantastic. Basuma and Saar as well. You've got Udogi, who's been a revelation. You've got all our forward players now scoring, barring Solomon. But he has played his part and created some assists. But you've got Son scoring. Charleston last week. Kulusevski's been chipping in. Madison as well has been scoring. Romero's been scoring. So I think they have to be slightly more worried than they were last season. Terrified, I don't think they are. I don't think they'll be terrified. They're at home. They're probably the better team. Certainly after last season, they're the better team. But they've got to be wary of our attack and our counter-attack and people like Madison, Basuma, Son. They've got to be wary. So it'll be very, very interesting. And then we come on to the other flip of the coin. Are Spurs fans worried about, and as you were, Arsenal, as you were in the sense of they were title challengers last season, 13 points out of 15 this season, so pretty similar. I think we have to be, and certainly at the Emirates, where we just do not win historically. We have to be worried. And like I say, this is the first time this season we've come up against a top, top, top team. And this is a top two team if you're going from last season. That no one expected them to run Man City as close as they did. No one expected them to be title contenders like they were. Some people may have thought they'll drop off this season just because that was their season last season, but doesn't look to be the case. 13 points out of 15. Let me just check that. I'll keep saying 13 points out of 15. I better check that. I'm pretty sure that is the case. But let's go have a look. Just let me humour myself a little bit. Here we go. Yeah, 13 points out of 15. We're second with a goal difference of 8. Liverpool, goal difference of 8 as well. Exactly the same. I'm not sure why we're better than them. I think that must be because we've scored one goal more. Arsenal, goal difference of 5. They've conceded 4. We've conceded 5. We've scored 13. They've scored 9. So you could maybe say by that we're scoring more goals, but then we are playing teams lower down in the league than they've played. So I think we have to be worried just because of historically where it is and how we've performed there and the fact that this is a top, top, top team. Key battles. Whoever plays on the right side for Arsenal, it's got Udogi to deal with. Whoever plays on the right side for Arsenal, Udogi's got to deal with. Whether that's Saka, Martinelli. It won't be Nketiah, it would be Saka or Martinelli. Or Nketiah might not even play, it might be Jesus. The midfield, Odegaard has been absolutely superb. So Basuma or Saar, I would imagine, are going to be ahead of him. And then Madison maybe having a bit of a free roll with when we haven't got the ball, sit back and defend. So it'd be very interesting, those. Obviously, Son or Richarlison up against Saliba, who was absolutely fantastic last season. Very, very interesting. And I think there's battles all over the pitch. Again, every single one of those 22 players needs to be at it and needs to be focused and the correct attitude. Otherwise, whoever's up against them, if they've got a better attitude, is going to be winning that battle. No questions about that. It's just a really, really intriguing game. Last season, I went to the home game as well, and then we were woeful in that. We just didn't turn up at all. I don't think anything like that will happen again in this game. I think both teams will be bang up for this. And whether we kind of surprise Arsenal with that because we weren't last season, I'm not sure. I think they're probably expecting us to be bang up for this. Postecoglou, I'm sure, is going to get everyone fired up. And it's going to be a really intriguing game. And last thing, obviously, it's not the lunch hour. It's going to be the lunch quarter of an hour, half hour, 20 minutes. Big question, who will win? My money is on a draw, like I say. But I can see it going either way. I don't think it will be a rout by anyone. I don't think there'll be a 4-0, 4-1 or anything like that. I think that it will be one goal in it either way or a draw. I'm going with a draw, a score draw. I'm going to go with a two-all, I think I'm going to go with. But I can easily see Arsenal winning it. I can easily see Spurs winning it. I think the first goal is massive. I think both goal teams will attack. And it's who doesn't make the mistakes, I think. I think both teams will be looking to pick the other teams off when they're attacking and they win the ball in the transition. Getting Maddison in the game is going to be key for us. He's the one who's going to make us tick and going forward. Odegaard, the other side. But then you've got Saka, you've got Martinelli, you can change the game. You've got Son, you've got Kulusevski. Even Richarlison, after his goal, I think you might see a new lease of life from him. Can change the game as well. Maddison can obviously change the game. Odegaard can change the game. Romero's look good. Van de Ven's look good. Vicario's look good. Vea or Ramsdale, whichever which Arteta puts in, have looked good. Saliba was fantastic as well last season and started off well. It's going to be a fascinating game, but my money is on a draw. Okay, so my treadmill hasn't turned up yet, so I can now end this without being interrupted. Apologies, not the lunch hour. It's the lunch 17 minutes at the moment. But yeah, not a huge amount to talk about because, well, there is a huge amount to talk about, but we don't really know what's going to happen because it's so intriguing. So I won't be back on Monday. I'll be back next Friday. Won't be back on Friday either. So it'll be the following Monday. That'll be the review of the Liverpool game because I'm on holiday. This is Magic. He's on a hiatus as well for next Wednesday. But check out the old tricks, old tutorials on Chris's Magic. Let's Talk Tottenham. Check out the old videos as well. I'll try and do some shorts as well while I'm away. Thanks to everybody for watching. Please hit the like, subscribe, notification bell, all that good stuff. And see you in a week or so. Let's hope we can beat Arsenal. Come on, you Spurs.
Thanks so much for watching, for everybody who joined in the live chat and added comments. Before you go, please leave a like and hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Also, please hit that notification bell. That'll give you a notification every time we're about to go live, and it's all completely free. For those who missed the live show, you can catch this whenever you want on Let's Talk Tottenham's YouTube channel. Please also hit the like, subscribe and notification bell. And everybody, please leave feedback, comments, suggestions in the comments section. For those of you who listen to the audio podcast, thank you so much for listening. Anyone who wants that audio podcast, you can pick that up wherever you get your podcast from. We're back Mondays, 7:30 p.m. UK time, and Fridays, 12:30 p.m. UK time. Alternatively, if you go to Twitter, at LTalkTottenham, Instagram, Let's Talk Tottenham Podcast, you can find all the information there. Anyone who wants something a little bit different, also do a magic show. So I do one trick a week, which drops Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. UK time. Chris's Magic on YouTube is where you'll find that. But in the meantime, come on, you Spurs.